It is far, it is gone to win the game.
The Mets are on their way back.
World champions for the 27th time.
Home plate for all things Major League Baseball. This is the Nosebleeds Podcast on WFUV Sports.
Welcome to Nosebleeds WFUV Sports, one and only MLB Baseball Podcast. Today, I am joined alongside Nathan Rogers. And first time in front of an FUV mic, Ethan Wax. Sorry, Ethan. I told you, man. I was going to mess it up.
It's all good, my friend.
I am Kurt Sipple. On my first Nosebleeds.
This is also my first Nosebleeds.
Never been on a Nosebleeds before.
The intro, Henry guy stinks at managing.
This Joe Henry guy does not know what he's doing.
The intro is fire.
Well, before we break down all things Mets up and Yankees down, how are y'all doing today, guys? I'm so tired. I don't know why. It doesn't feel like I've done much today. I went to one class. Wasn't bad.
My teacher
was kind of calling people out. Woke up kind of early.
At least tell me it was a 3-hour class.
Were you called out?
Wasn't.
Oh, it was an hour and a half?
Yeah, it was an hour and a half class.
Wow, that is tiring.
Yeah.
I'm honestly really just tired hearing about that.
Yeah, I would be too if I were you.
Okay, what did Nathan do? I had two classes and practice, Estoy Cansado, and one of the classes was Spanish, so it just came
Someone play the baby crying sound effect.
But I'm here. I'm ready for Nosebleeds. I'm ready for this Yankees series. I'm really pumped, and also just like the month in September rolling into October with Fordham Sports starting, you know, MLB playoff race.
That's Nathan.
Delayed, didn't count.
Nathan talking about his schedule for today.
Yeah.
But,
I'm excited. Wax, take it away.
How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. A little upset that I missed my comm class.
Happens.
8:30 in the morning, so. My father won't like that very much.
Yeah, who cares? It'll be all right. You know, it'll be fine.
Shout out Michael Wax.
Shout out Michael Wax. Listening to this episode, I hope, along with the other fans of our podcast.
Perhaps Michael Henry.
Michael Henry? Is there a Michael Henry?
Father.
Your dad's...
Father to Joe.
Your dad's Michael Henry?
Is that a problem to you?
No, it's just like I didn't expect your dad's name to be Michael Henry.
What did you expect it to be?
Joe Henry.
So you think he's a junior?
No, I know Joe's dad. Joe's grandpa is Joseph Henry, no? Or
John Henry, owner of the Red Sox.
Owner of the Red Sox. You didn't know that. John Henry, owner of the Red Sox.
This is not true. Don't look at me like that.
What do you think Joe's red hair comes from? His dedication and love for the Red Sox.
Yeah, probably.
It's what my gray hair is going to come from in 10 years.
Well,
10.
Before we start ripping 10. On the Red Sox, which is something that we can do later on, the Yankees come into this series against the Blue Jays. They play another three games against their division opponent, who is up three games on them. So right now they have the tiebreaker, the Blue Jays. So the Yankees, even if they sweep today's game, really doesn't matter for the Blue Jays as long as they don't throw it. The Yankees take two of three from the Astros. They had an 8-7 loss to the Astros where Devin Williams gave up four runs in one inning.
Mm.
This is just a past game that I wanted to bring up just to show that the Yankees' bullpen is struggling. That is one thing that we can talk about just in general with this Yankee team as well. The Blue Jays' bullpen is not much better. They are the 30th team in the entire MLB in walks. They give up a lot of walks each time that they come out and pitch to the other side. And this is going to be a battle of the offense, and I think the Blue Jays, when it comes down to it, have the better offense versus the Yankees just purely based off the time that they do not strike out. The Blue Jays are able to hit as much as possible. They get on base a lot, and the Yankees really struggle on defense. So if this is a matchup of the Blue Jays putting as many balls as possible in play, I think that the Yankees are going to struggle against this Blue Jays team like they have for the whole entire season.
Yeah, I agree. I think also this series is just pivotal. It might be the most important series so far for the Yankees. But one thing to kind of counter, you know, this series and how hard it is, and how important it is that the Yankees have, out of the AL East, the easiest schedule remaining. They have about, what is it, 22 games left. The Blue Jays have the hardest schedule remaining in that division.
The Blue Jays do have a slog fest.
Their toughest opponents upcoming are the Yankees, Red Sox, Astros, Royals, and Rays.
That sounds brutal.
That's pretty bad. And then the Yankees have, you know, Blue Jays, Tigers, Red Sox, and then their easiest opponents are the White Sox, Twins, and Orioles. So, look, if they can roll through and win this series, they're looking pretty good. What do you think? Wild card?
They're probably still the wild card.
Yeah.
I'd say wild card as well.
What are you thinking for this series?
There's a chance they could catch them.
Look, I think the Yankees obviously winning 2 out of 3, as you mentioned, against the Astros, I think that will sort of help them get over the hump against the series. Blue Jays, packed house, probably sellouts every game.
With the Rogers Center. Oh, no, it's in Yankee Stadium this week.
Yes,
Yankee Stadium. That's something to come about.
It is. I mean, the fans will be coming out to Yankee Stadium every single game to try to watch and see if they're going to beat their division opponent. But I believe there are a few Blue Jay fans in New York. It's been weird. I have been to some Mets games where they have faced the Blue Jays, and you see that there are a good amount of Blue Jays fans that come out of the woodwork, which you don't think a very possible thing. But it happens.
Yes. I do think, the AL East is obviously a gauntlet. You got Toronto at 81-59 and Yankees 78-62 and Boston 78-63. You could see all those three teams making the playoffs. And, you know, this is obviously a pivotal series coming up tonight.
I think the other thing is all of those opponents that you just named – you have the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Yankees being the team that are playing them, but still an opponent for the other two teams, being that those are all teams that possibly could take the division right now.
Yeah.
The AL East is so up in the air that you don't really know what team can be the option right now, because you can roll dice and you can be like, all right, the Red Sox are going to take it. Right now, I don't think the Red Sox will take it just because of the issues that they have right now with injuries, and Roman Anthony is out. Joe right there is tossing his arms up because he knows that the Red Sox are probably done.
He's pissed.
He's out 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, he is out 6 or 7 weeks, Roman Anthony. I don't know how many more times you're going to rip that, Joe. It doesn't work.
He's dancing behind the glass now.
Now he's doing
I'm looking the other way.
What's your favorite dance move, Joe?
It's the take the L emote. Good question.
All right, we're going to choose to ignore that.
Let's move on from that subject.
Take the L emote. So, I think the Yankees have some trouble. I don't know how I feel about this lineup. I think there's a lot of holes in the Yankee lineup. I think that there's some guys that when you look down the gauntlet that is the AL East and the gauntlet that is some of these different people that they are throwing out. My Brooklyn talk got out of me, Nathan.
Yeah, you got me earlier. Yeah.
Trent Grisham batting leadoff. He is the guy that has been so reliable for the Yankees
also
recently.
Also, very clutch.
Has been great.
Very clutch. Anything like a clutch at bat is a must watch from Trent. Also, he's like smiling more. Like, he just seems more about it. Volpe
he's a happy
is,
guy.
Volpe, you know.
Volpe sucks.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. I mean, Volpe, he's out of the lineup tonight for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, dude, do you guys watch MLB Network a lot?
Sometimes I have it on.
So, D-Rose, like, broke down his like, batting stance and his approach. Because, you know, in baseball, the approach to your at-bat is really what comes
it's
at the
your confidence.
Out.
It's like the dive off the diving board
exactly.
And swim.
And when exactly. Good reference, by the way.
Wow.
Fordham swim reference. No, so, like, when you're going up to at-bat, it's all about the body language. Like, if it's the first at-bat of the game, you know, some people like just taking that pitch. But if you're going to swing, you're looking for that middle cut, like, fastball, right? Like, and D-Rose was breaking it down, and he's, like, super late on everything, and his hips are way too open. His front hip is just going way – it's all mental. I mean, baseball is, like, way more mental than people think.
Well, no, I think everyone knows how mental baseball is.
But, anyway. but putting it into perspective of, like, the professional level, like, people think it's just automatic, but – it really is like mostly mental, and Volpe just doesn't have that. His body language is bad. I mean, he's not in the lineup. Probably won't be for the series.
But
Judge is also back in right field tonight.
It's a big deal.
A big deal. What do you feel? How do you feel about that? He's got to stay healthy.
Stanton is not the right fielder. Actually, he was playing left field the last game that they had him in. But moving everyone over. But he was not the guy that you had long-term in that spot in the outfield. He's too slow. He can't play everywhere in the outfield. He was only there because you needed him as a bat. He was only there because you needed him as a bat. Like, you know what's ridiculous? You hear it on the broadcast. They're like, Stanton is still out there in left. I don't remember.
Right
I think
field.
It was he was playing in right field. But on here, for last night's game, he was playing in left field. So I wasn't sure.
Bellinger is starting in left field tonight.
Because Judge is back in right field.
Yes.
Right.
But
and Stan's DH.
It was like Stanton's out in right in left field still, which is a surprising like it's like that should not be as a professional baseball player, it should not be surprising that they are trying to keep you in. You should be able to play defense at the position that you're put at. I understand that he's so slow. He's painfully slow. But the Yankees need him, and that's the biggest issue with this lineup, is that look up and down it. Ben Rice has been hitting recently. Aaron Judge.
He's really good at making contact.
He is.
He's very unlucky, though.
Aaron Judge is back,
yes,
which has been big. Cody Bellinger has been hot.
Mm-hmm.
Stanton has been the bat that Stanton has been.
Hot. I would call him hot.
He is hot. I mean. Then you got Paul Goldschmidt, who's hitting like 208
in his
Jazz? Last five games. Jazz has been good. I don't know if they
can
sustain. And
the drama with the Astros?
I wasn't even going to mention it. If you want to bring it up, you can.
I mean,
I thought it was
entertaining.
I thought it was ridiculous.
What about Devin Williams getting ejected and Aaron Boone?
Another ridiculous moment. I think that whole entire thing was Yankee theatrics, if you get what I mean.
Dude, this is September baseball.
And it's like, still Yankee theatrics.
Yeah, but I love it.
Let the guy show emotion and sort of that fight, last month of the season.
I think that what happened was Devin Williams was frustrated, which he was, because he was walked in a run, which, again, his fault.
But also the whole drama of, like, the Astros pitcher, like, crossing up his catcher.
Yes, that was not good.
And then, like, looked up like it didn't matter.
I mean, it happens, that stuff. I mean, they are still opponents, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Even last night, I don't remember who it was, but the bat with the label off of it. It was Taro Trammell. Had the bat with the label off of it, and they took it away from him. It was a weird moment. It was like, we're not sure if this is allowed right now. No one's ever seen that before. It was like, it looked like he scratched the sponsor off the label. It was just like a weird series this week. Even that game that the Yankees lost, it was like the officiating was inconsistent. It was weird, and everyone got ejected, it felt like. There was a lot of fighting. But again, that is September baseball, and it is what makes it exciting. But because it is September baseball, now it is clutch time. The weather is starting to change. There are people going less outside because it might be a little colder, a little chillier, might be spending more time indoors. Maybe the leaves are changing. We get Fordham Fall pretty soon. Oh, Ethan, this is your first Fordham Fall.
Yes, I'm excited. Let's see what...
Fordham Fall is pretty cool. The trees getting pretty nice for like the first two days.
It's fine.
And it's pretty over.
What should
I
be looking forward to?
I liked Fordham Fall. You don't
like
Fordham Fall?
I like Fordham Fall.
It deserves its own name.
Fordham Fall.
I guess.
The trees get like...
Kurt is the weatherman.
Exactly. I know about trees. I know a lot about trees.
You know a lot about trees? What's your favorite tree?
Favorite tree? Spruce.
What?
Of course you would say spruce.
It's got to be redwood.
You really think I was going to say
redwood?
Yeah, I did think you were going to say spruce.
Okay.
Played a lot of Minecraft as a kid, didn't you?
Dabbled.
Exactly. Okay. So Nathan has lost interest. But... Do the Yankees have what it takes to get the top spot in the division?
That's a complicated question.
That's why I'm asking it.
Good. Do they have what it takes? Yes. I think they I think they have what it takes. I think they also they have the playoff pedigree. They know what it takes. They have the players for it. They just need to come together as a team. Like we talked about just the small things that people don't really think about, like the mental thing and like the attitude that these players have. They need to just reel it in a little bit and come together as one. There's a lot of individual players having their own drama. We saw in the Astros series. We're seeing like Trent Grisham really just lighting up, right? Aaron Judge is coming back. Players like Volpe and those guys are just kind of right?
Well, Volpe is
Yeah, right.
Just an guy.
I mean, he was good in the playoffs. Great. Okay, all right.
You have to make the playoffs to be good in them.
I mean, no, but like this AL East division is, it has the most like disappointing team and the most like kind of surprising team with the Blue Jays. And I think what really will kind of make me want to pick the Jays over the Yankees is that they have just better hitting. Like they have like two of the top seven batters with George Springer and Guerrero, like, and Vlad, like Vladdy is just, what do you think?
Here's some stats from the last 15 days that they've been hitting. Bo Bichette's hitting .408. Then you got Alan Kirk, who's hitting .364.
Uh-huh.
And then you got George Springer, who's hitting .417.
Yeah. What about Vladdy? Is in there?
I did not write down Vladdy today.
It's
I was
probably
writing
up
down
there.
Them. Vladdy is definitely up there, but I was looking at the top spots
right.
for the Blue Jays. They don't
and
strike
Yankees
out.
And Yankees are just
but
not.
But they also don't strike out.
Yeah.
17%. They're the low 17% strikeout rate. That's the lowest in the entire MLB.
But is it crazy to say that? Because I think both of the teams will make it.
Yeah.
Right? But I think that the Yankees will make it further in the playoffs.
Thought
will they get the number one spot in the division? I don't know, but they're going to make the playoffs. The Yankees are going to roll through the wild card.
Who would they play today? Let's see. They would play the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a dub.
Nope,
that's a dub.
He's not going to say anything.
Yeah, I know. He's not listening. No, that's a dub. And then I think they have a higher chance of going further than the Jays do. That's my take.
Look, I'm going to answer this question, and I don't think that they have what it takes to win the division.
Whoa.
From a standpoint that they're far too inconsistent. You know, they beat the teams that they're supposed to beat.
Streaky baseball. To beat,
but when they play against the Red Sox, like, or teams above 500, they just flat out spit the bid, and you got to be able to compete against teams like that. And so far to date, I don't see them doing that.
I think I agree with you there. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think that they're coming up on some kind of weird. They're coming up on some weird games that they could definitely lose. Those Red Sox games are going to be quite difficult for the Yankees. Joe, do you think that the Yankees have what it takes to make it out of the division? Do you think
what do
that
you mean,
they
like to win the division?
Yeah. Do they have what it takes
to win the division in the regular season?
Yes.
And I mean, I just think I think Toronto's going to win it. To be honest,
oh,
it's kind
so
of a boring take.
Do you think the Sox are out?
It's just what 3.5 games.
Yeah,
3.5. Yeah,
22 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Without Roman Anthony,
safe pick. I mean, I don't know. Is that boring to say? It's been like this for a
but
long time.
But the Blue Jays have such a hard schedule.
Like
Blue Jays, let's see what their schedule is. Let's see.
Let's
talk about it. Okay, the Blue Jays have the Yankees tonight, the Astros, the Orioles, the Rays, the Royals, the Red Sox, the Rays. So that's a gauntlet.
Dude, that's pretty hard.
It's a difficult schedule.
Okay, now say the Yankees.
This is crazy. Here, let me say this. They have 3 against the Blue Jays, 3 against the Tigers, then at Boston for 3, and then they play a favorable schedule coming up. 3 at the Twins, 3 against the Orioles, 3 against the White Sox, and then 3 against the Orioles again. So,
that's just like it's the light at the end of the tunnel. It's exactly what this team needs.
Yeah,
do they have what it takes?
The
answer is yes.
But you've seen what the Yankees do against teams under 500. Yeah. We've watched it. We've witnessed
I know,
them
but
lose.
But it's not. This isn't like. This is September, October baseball.
Okay. Like
this
that
is
doesn't
this
make
is,
much of a difference.
It, yes, there
still
totally
a streaky,
is a difference.
They're still a streaky team when it comes down to it. Is that not
like,
true?
That is true.
They lost 3 of 4 against the Red Sox at home. Like that's honestly inexcusable. Look, they beat
still a better record though.
They beat the.
Doesn't matter.
Let's just say they're the crappy teams.
Why am I defending the Yankees like I'm a fan of that team?
You are defending the Yankees.
I am because I just.
I understand what you're going for.
I'm true to myself.
I just don't.
They won't. They went 6-1 against the Nationals and the White Sox. So,
and this season they are 7-3 against the Rays. Oh wait, I was wrong there. Yeah, 7-3 against the Rays. Not against the Rays. Oh my God, the Blue Jays this season. Mm. So I'm like, if you can't see me right now because it's radio, but like, I'm having a tough time choosing the Yankees.
Okay, but can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. No, actually,
I'm raising
you
my
can't.
Hand. Okay. Here's the thing, okay? Baseball is like no other sport.
True.
On any day, any team can beat any team. So you're like, oh, the Yankees are streaky. Oh, they've lost to this team. This is the time.
What makes a good baseball team, Nathan? Consistency. Consistency makes a good baseball team. So if you're going to tell me that the Yankees are going to be good for a month span, and then they're going to go to the playoffs, and then they're going to have a magic run.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's not going to happen. They're going to lose to the crappy crappy Red Sox pitching, and then the injured Red Sox hitting, and get shelled. Oh, look at Joe's about to turn on the mic. What?
What do you mean crappy pitching?
What do you want, Joe?
The pitching is not going to hold up in the playoffs, Joe. I apologize.
I've been saying this for so long.
I have.
It's
it will
boring.
Happen. I'll cash my check when it happens.
Wait, are you still standing by your Bayo takes?
Yeah, I'm set.
Look, his E is 3 ERA.
I think Bayo is really good.
I agree that he's good now, but I don't see that their lineup is going to hold up in the playoffs. They don't have a guy to pitch a fourth game. How many times are you going to pitch the same arm?
Yeah, it seems like it's just Crochet.
Kurt, are you familiar with the name Peyton Tolley?
Did you not just hear Ethan that also agreed with me, Joe? Thank you.
Well, look. I think
fourth arm though.
Great. I also have a fourth arm, so it really makes no difference. I could be the fourth arm.
There's no difference between you and Peyton Tolley.
Nope.
Who throws 99 left-handed.
I can throw 98.
Side arm.
All right. Ethan.
Look, I think beyond Crochet and Bayo, they don't really have much from a pitching standpoint. Look, I think they can carry them for those types of games, but I don't know how long that's going to last without Roman Anthony, so I could see the Yankees coming out of the wild card round.
Yeah, 100%. Also, you talked about the Yankees bullpen. The Blue Jays bullpen since August has been pretty horrible, too.
One of the worst, I agree.
Probably worse.
I told you, they're 30th in the league. They allow the most walks out of any bullpen in the entire league.
Yeah, their ERA is like 5.
But if the Yankees have to play a Blue Jays in a 7-game series, well, it's a 5-game series, they're not winning. They're not going to win. It's not going to happen, Nathan. It's not going to happen. And I think we should go around the table.
You have no New York heart.
I have New York heart. We're going to get to the New York heart.
Oh, God.
We're going to get to the New York heart.
Yeah.
Let's move on the 7
the
train
prospect
quickly.
Mets.
But I want to give you one more chance, Nathan.
Yeah.
How far did this Yankee team make it this year?
Like talking about like rounds, like
yeah, how many
wild
rounds?
Card, ALDS,
yep.
ALCS.
Yep.
Okay, I'm thinking really hard.
Awesome.
I'm gonna
the World Series.
Honestly,
you can think hard.
Like right hand on the Bible.
Yep.
Like here, capital right H here. Honest. That's a phone.
Right there.
Is
right
that the
hand.
Bible?
Yeah, that's the Bible.
I got my own phone. ALDS. I think they're going to, yeah.
I agree. They're out after the ALDS.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I'll give you the DS, even though I don't think they might.
Joe, tell me that's fair.
That's fair.
They'll win the wild card, and then they'll lose in the
I don't know
DS.
If they can win the wild card. I'm not going to be a Red Sox fan, so it makes no difference to me. Okay, let's move on to Queens.
We're going to Queens.
I'm excited.
Which subway are we taking?
Well, we'll take the 6 up into Manhattan, and then we'll take the 7.
The 7?
We'll take the 7.
What about the 4?
We need
or
some
the 1.
We can do some transferring.
Effects.
Yeah, this is 6-7 sound effects. What, Joe, why are you looking up? What?
Called upon to do my job.
You are called upon to do your job. Okay, the Mets right now, calling up every prospect on planet Earth, they've just optioned Kodai Senga to AAA.
But it's
been
working.
Let's not be dramatic here.
They called up their top 3. Well, I'm going to let this play through, but wait, hold on. Okay, so the Mets call up Brandon Sproat Over 26 appearances, he has a 4.24 ERA. His last 11 games pitching 59 innings, he has a 2.44 ERA with 70 strikeouts. And the Mets need it right now because Kodai Senga has been almost the worst pitcher in the entire Mets rotation, which is not something that you would normally say when it features guys that have been so bad that it has just nothing's been good. Sean Manaea has been awful. Clay Holmes has been mid. The last time David Peterson was out there, he was really bad. So now the Mets have to rely on young guys. Nolan McLean has 3 straight wins, 1 ERA, I'm pretty sure. I mean, Jonah Tong, I didn't love how many hard hit balls he had the last time he was out. I didn't feel like he was as good as everyone was saying he was because the Mets put up 13 runs.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But let's see how Sproat does. I mean, the youth movement worked one time in 2015. I think it's going to be a little different because I don't love that they're relying on 3 guys that aren't even eligible for the Rookie of the Year because they won't have enough games by the end of the season. I don't know how I feel about this, but go to you first, Ethan. How do you feel as a Mets fan about this?
Look, I think their offense is starting to come around. I don't like their rotation particularly, and I don't understand why the team waited as long as they did to call up guys like Tong and Sproat and McLean, because McLean has been dominant.
Well, I think it took Stearns a long time to do it because he didn't want, I don't want to say this, but it feels like he didn't want to admit that he was wrong. That's how it kind of felt, because Frankie Montas
is not...
He was bad, yeah, but he signed him to a 2-year contract for $34 million. Yeah, you signed Clay Holmes to a contract to hopefully be good, and he was bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like he never wanted to admit that there might have been something up, and he didn't want to rush the prospects. But at the end of the day, you have to rush the prospects if you're going to lose this many games in a row.
Correct. Yeah, I would say...
Like, this is the time to rush.
Yeah. No, 100%. This is the time to rush.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in the playoffs pretty comfortably. They play the Reds today, so that's going to be a big series as the Reds and the Giants are trying to jockey for that final wild card spot. But look, if they can get minimum 2 out of 3 against the Reds here, I think that would be a major win for them. The pitching needs to start to step up a little more, other than McLean, who's, I love the guy. Like,
McLean's awesome.
He's my guy.
He's my Rookie of the Year. Nathan, thoughts?
On the Mets?
Qualms.
Qualms? Yeah, I mean, look, just talking about the Mets in general too, like, they're such a good team, and there's so many questions about, like, the Juan Soto thing at the beginning of the season, and I think it's taken a turn.
He's hitting 340 in the last 15 days. So.
No, he's okay. I was gonna give him props.
I'm just
okay.
Gonna,
also,
you know,
is like OPS is like crazy.
1.25.
Yeah, it's really good, and since like August, games. It's like 1.5. No, but I think
guy gets on base.
He does, and I think, like Wax said, like if they can steal 2 of these games from the Reds, like they're going to be in really good shape. I think this is their year, and I think what
this
I
is their
think,
year.
I think last year was their year.
No,
last year was
this
their
year.
Year. Wait, well, also hold on. You think the Mets can win the World Series this year?
I didn't say that.
That's what the year.
All right. Well,
year
what do you think they can do realistically here?
I don't know. What do you think, Kurt?
I was waiting for your answer.
I think they can make it pretty deep. Actually,
let's see how deep.
What's deep?
I think. Okay. Wait. How is it? Let me see. Right here.
Wild card, division series, championship series, World Series.
I think they can really make it They can make it. They can. Make a really strong case to make it past the, like, ALDS, but I think they're going to, or not ALDS, NLDS, but I think just like the Yankees, they're going to fall in the divisional series.
Well, the Mets are going to play the Dodgers in the first wild card game that they
overrated.
Have. The Dodgers?
Yeah.
They still have one of the best bullpens in baseball, and Shohei Ohtani and everyone else that's in that lineup, so I wouldn't call them so overrated.
Also, I just say, like,
bad.
The Mets vibe this year is a team that is losing in the wild card.
Losing in the wild card.
And I hate to go by vibe, but that's the feeling you get around the ballpark, is it not?
Okay, so as a Mets fan my whole life, it's really difficult to know what the feeling around the ballpark is, Joe, because every time that I'm there as a reporter and I'm sitting around at the ballpark and seeing what's going on, the excitement around being a Mets fan is heightened like almost never before. Because last year was such a good year. I think you would probably agree with me, Ethan, here. Was that last year was such a heightened good year that it became something of like, you have to come and see it or you're gonna miss something. Like, the Mets can be down 13 runs and somehow figure out a way to pull it out of the bag. This year, that's how fans kind of came into the season and figured out that that's not the same team. But now they're still as exciting because of just how good their hitting has become. I think the issue now is when the bell rings and a guy like Ryan Helsley comes in to blow a game, like your bullpen that you traded so much money for, like Gregory Soto has been all right.
So much ammunition and
nothing left. It feels like nothing.
Yeah,
left.
Soto and Helsley has been a disappointment, and that bullpen has not performed to the degree it should,
but
I believe.
That's my point with Joe's idea that he was like, around the ballpark, it feels like a team that can lose in the wild card. Mm. I don't think Joe knows what it's like to be around Mets fans, because Mets fans don't even think that they could make the playoffs this year if they were losing that much.
So you think
there were people chanting "Fire Mendoza"?
Yeah,
Nathan.
So you just—I'm asking.
That's how negative this fan base can get when they're losing. So that's why I think that.
Do you think they're going to lose to the Dodgers in the wild card?
Is it possible? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you think they are?
No,
I think they will.
I think they're going to lose to the Phillies in the next round.
I think they could beat the Phillies.
The Mets are in the Phillies' heads. Every time that they play the Phillies, even this season, at City Field, the Phillies have not looked like the same baseball team almost ever. Mm. I watched Alec Boehm complain about a hyperbolic microphone because when he missed a ball in the outfield. Like,
I was there.
You were there. I was listening to it on TV. It's still ridiculous that that's what went on.
Unbelievable. What a nightmare.
That hyperbolic microphone, man. Imagine if Taylor Swift was in the crowd with her ring and it was shining in his eyes. He would call like a SWAT team on Taylor Swift for that.
Crazy pull from you, but okay.
Yeah, wow.
I saw that on Twitter. It's not my original
And you tried to pass
idea.
It off as your own, but then
I
called it out.
I didn't. I called myself out there, Joe.
That's what happened to me when the swim team
but
wore...
But I applied a little bit of pressure.
I
would have
said that.
I
would not have
that were an original joke.
I would have not
You don't even realize I can't hear anything you're saying.
Doesn't matter. I know you can't hear what I'm saying. I'm
just going to
keep talking back. I can hear. I don't care.
Wow.
Nathan is over it, ladies and gentlemen. Nathan Rogers is over it.
Nathan, what swim stroke do you do?
Freestyle and fly.
You're in freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
When I did swim in...
When you did swim in
1985. No, I swam in like from 5th to like 8th grade.
Oh, okay.
I was free. And then
freestyle?
I completely stopped. I was not...
Fire.
I wasn't
what
great.
Made you stop?
I wasn't going to compete.
The Mets?
I wasn't going to compete. Went to a high school with all Russian kids, Nathan.
Oh.
Was not competing with any of those Russian kids on the swim team.
Yeah, I bet they were good.
So, the Mets. So we can get somewhat back on course, because this nosebleeds is all over the place today, ladies and gentlemen.
It's fire, though.
It is fire. I don't know how I feel about the Dodgers and the Mets, just because the starting pitching is weird, because I don't know if I can trust the young guys to start three games, because look at what they're going to start. It's going to be McClain game one.
Yeah.
You're going to have Peterson game two, probably Holmes game three. This is if they make it past. But like for the wild card, it's two games. So they'll have, I guess, who do you start game one?
It has to be McClain.
McClain game one for the wild card? Who do you think?
Probably McClain, yeah.
So who's game two? Is it Peterson? It's not Tong. Please don't let it be Tong.
No, it's Peterson.
So yeah. It's Peterson and McClain. And
I don't think that's bad.
Who's game three? That's the issue here. If there,
you
if
guys
it goes
are the
to
Mets
that,
fans.
I would say Clay Holmes.
You want Clay Holmes to throw his bowling ball down the middle every time?
Considering he, Like, they're not going to.
Would you have Tong come out for, like, a bullpen appearance then?
Potentially. I mean, I don't know how much I trust him after that one sort of.
He's going to get another start.
Wait, so who is game two?
Peterson. Peterson's like a confirmed game
two. So McLean, Peterson, and then.
Probably Clay Holmes. It's not going to be Sean Manaea.
Maybe Senga.
Maybe Senga.
He's
going to throw a perfect game in AAA and then come back up and get
I think Manaea gets that.
Look at Manaea's stats for the season. Look at his stats. Just
He's an A's guy, though.
Give him a Google, Nathan Rogers. Give him a Google real quick.
His ERA away is a 6.5.
Yeah. Look at his home ERA. Look at just his stats.
Last 7 days,
Three innings pitched.
Two home runs.
Yep.
Eight hits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Five ERA.
So that, yeah.
Five ERA this season.
That's not great.
He's been very poor, Sean Manaea. It has become, he was going to be the Mets ace to the guy who you are afraid to give the ball to every few days. How do you feel about Sean Manaea, Joe?
We stand my king.
I do. He is my king. He's such a nice guy.
That's my king.
I don't like talking bad about him.
I have his autograph.
No. That's my king.
He's my king. But either way, you have a Sean Manaea autograph?
Yeah, from the A's.
When you were an A's fan and then you decided to jump ship to the Giants?
No. We're not going to start this, all right?
You
do you have any affiliation to the A's?
I'm from Oakland, yeah.
But then he jumped ship to the Giants because they left the Sacramento. He does. Yeah. He has a Giants jersey.
Why?
I saw it on Instagram.
What happened?
I have a Giants jersey?
I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, see? He was trying to play that off.
Okay, no, can I explain?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I was a diehard. I was. Previously, a diehard A's fan. Like, I would like.
If you were diehard, you wouldn't have left.
Okay, but let me explain.
What did Tony Kemp do to you?
No, it was Fisher that
he hopped
really
on the jungle
messed
Lee
up
train.
Everything. Okay, so I was a diehard A's fan. I would go to all the games. I have like all the merch, all the autographs. I mean, everything, right?
Did you have the.
And then there's something called really bad ownership, okay? The worst ownership in sports history actually happens to be the Oakland A's. Okay?
I know something about it.
And also the Oakland like politics don't mesh well with bad leadership, okay? So, that didn't really work out well. So they traded away. I mean, when they traded away Cespedes, Donaldson.
Mets goat.
Cespedes
Matt Chapman, okay, who was my favorite player, still is.
I wonder why.
And
you
that drew me to the Giants. Also, I wouldn't classify myself as a full like Giants fan.
When you call someone a diehard, Ethan, when someone calls themselves a diehard.
Yeah, but it was the A's.
When
like,
someone
they
calls
move,
themselves a diehard,
bro.
you stay a fan.
They move.
It's ride or die the whole
thing. Yeah. No.
It's ride or die until you. It's ride
oh,
or
when
die
they move to Vegas?
Do
you know how many Raiders fans aren't Raiders fans anymore? It's the same thing.
Do you know how many frauds there are in Oakland, it sounds like?
Like I've been
it's just bad leadership.
I've been a suffering Jets fan for
that's different.
All
they
my life.
Are you going to talk about bad ownership? You're going to talk about
that's bad
ownership
too. But they're not moving to a different state.
I think.
Well, let's say what if the Jets move to Honolulu? Ethan, are you still rooting for them?
Of course.
Die hard gangrene. There
Yikes,
would be
Nathan.
Gangrene.
Because that will never happen.
Not a good analogy.
A good way to endear yourselves to our nosebleed fandom.
I'm just letting you know that diehard means that you ride or die with your team, Nathan.
Yeah, but
they
literally like
diehard.
Dude, the A's spent $0. $0 on the team. I spent more money on the team than the ownership did. Okay?
Fraud.
They were pushing away the team.
Have you seen the New York Jets?
Can I just shine some light on something?
How old are you, Ethan?
20.
20 years of Ethan's life, the New York Jets have never been
competitive. Well, we know New York football is not good. That's what we know. New York football is just not good.
Actually, they were competitive a little bit, but still.
No.
They over 20 years, they have never been competitive in your life, pretty much, that you can remember.
We're on the, what, like 14, 15?
15th year, no playoffs, yeah. No playoffs.
Okay, but this is nosebleeds. We're talking about baseball.
Yeah,
it's true.
Let's talk about this.
They spent $0, traded away the whole entire team. And when the whole entire city of Oakland is wearing sell, okay, with the A's logo.
You're a fraud.
No.
You're a fraud, buddy. All right, so now we talked about the Mets. Let's just
You're a Nets fan, by the way.
Okay, that doesn't make me a fraud. I stand with my team.
Go Dubs.
Congratulations. They almost lost to the Nets this season.
They also still have the greatest shirt of all
time.
Thank you.
They almost lost to the Nets.
They did. I was there this season.
Yeah, almost. What?
They did almost lose, and so Steph Curry had a 50-point half.
You only beat us by a little.
So, the Mets, we talked about this a little earlier. Realistically, how far? We said this a little bit, but I want to bring it back so we can move on to the playoff conversation and then wrap this baby up. Where do you think the rest of this Mets team is going? How far? Do they beat the Dodgers? Do they lose in the wild card? Can they catch up to the Phillies, which is probably impossible, but is it any of this possible anymore?
If this thing stays as is playing the Dodgers, I really think they're out in sweep.
Sweep. Oh man, that would be like a knife to my heart.
Because you look at the team simply, like pitching, you gotta give the Dodgers the edge.
Hitting the Mets have been so good though recently.
But the Dodgers have like an all-star team.
Okay, but when the Yankees start hitting well, it's like, oh, well, they're a streaky team, but the Mets are now hitting well, and now they're gonna like go to the World
Series.
Well,
the Mets hitting well is also a historical thing because they have guys that have done it for their entire
Is the Yankees like not historical too?
That's the whole thing. No, like I'm talking about the players that do it historically. Jeff McNeil won a batting title. Pete Alonso is the home run king of the Mets now. Juan Soto is one of the best hitters of all of our generations. Brandon
that
Nimmo
came from...
has been... Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. He's on the team, isn't he?
I want to say so...
He's trying to prove his point.
So badly that the Mets are going to get swept in the first round, but I can't.
Why not?
Because they won't.
Really? Think they win one or win the thing?
They're going to win...
Knock out the Dodgers? Oh, man.
I think they'll beat the Dodgers.
Inject that into my
veins. I also just don't like the Dodgers. Never have.
That's true.
I think they'll beat the Dodgers.
I think they will. Okay, aren't you a fan of the Mets?
I am, but I'm also trying to be
realistic. Okay, that's fine.
He's realistic.
It's fine. I don't think the Niners are winning on Sunday, but it's fine. No, I think the Mets are going to beat the Dodgers. I think it's really hard, but I think they only win like one game against the Phillies.
I think the Mets beat the Dodgers.
Keep in mind the Phillies don't have Zach Wheeler.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. I think
if the Mets can win all of their games at Citi Field and maybe take one at Citizens Bank, kind of what they did last year, they can beat the Phillies. Now what goes on is second half.
20-second tee. So you're saying they can, but are they? Are you predicting they will?
Give me a minute. I'm getting there. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
If the Mets are able to beat the Phillies, give me 1 second. In the CS, I really don't know if the Mets can beat a collection of the Padres, Cubs, or Brewers. Those are all squads, except for the Cubs maybe, that are better than the Mets. Even though the Padres have been very injured as of recently, I think that the Padres are still a better team. The bullpen is one of the best in baseball, if not the best in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Brewers gave the Mets the biggest run for their money instantly when they played them the last time. So I fully think that the Mets could beat the Dodgers, and I think that the Mets could beat the Phillies. Will they? Probably not. But can they? Yes.
I mean, if they end up beating the Phillies and the Dodgers, I could see them beating anyone.
That Citi Field in the playoffs is a different atmosphere. We were there last year?
I was not.
I was there for last year's Phillies-Mets game. I don't remember what game it was, but it was like the atmosphere was so different at Citi Field for that. Every fan was in the seats, and it doesn't feel like they can lose.
Couldn't every playoff team say that, though?
No, the Mets, it's different because there's so much suffering that's been involved that the fan base is so much crazier when anything happens. It would be like the Jets in the Super Bowl. Like, there would be so many ravenous... Like, New York City would probably be gone if the Jets won the Vince Lombardi Trophy. But...
I was at the Game 3 of 2015 against the Royals.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That must have been something.
One game they won, yeah.
That must have been something. That'd be incredible. But I think the Mets beat the Dodgers and lose to the Phillies. Let's do this a little quick. Let's do around the table. Playoff picture, who do we think is going to win it all? What is it going to look like? What teams are legit? Let's just hear your opinions really quick. Let's rip those.
I don't know. Me first?
Yeah. Yes, B-host Nathan.
Okay. All right, I'll go first. All right, so I'm going to start with the AL. I think the Jays
Make it
are
out?
Going to... No, hold on. Just, hey.
Give me Zach.
Are these World Series predictions?
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna. But in my mind,
World Series. Just give me whatever you want. I think that's how I'm gonna do it for this one, just because I want to hear your opinions about how the MLB playoffs are gonna go.
I think it's gonna be Jays, Astros, and the ALCS.
Wow.
And
who's winning?
That's gonna be hard.
It's a very random NLCS. I never thought about the ALCS. Never thought about that.
That's random.
It that would pull
the Astros beat the Mariners, and I don't think that I think they beat the Tigers too.
That would pull four viewers on national television.
Right. That is true. I think the Jays make it out. Of the NL, it's really hard to bet against the Brewers. So I think I'm going to have them, which is two really boring picks.
Brewers and Blue Jays. What a World Series that would be.
But I really, somehow, insane. Like, I really like this Padres team.
Everyone likes the Padres until they choke in October.
October, yeah. But something, dude. Okay, there's something speaking to me from the Phillies and the Padres, and you're not going to like this pick, but I think the Phillies beat the Brewers, and I think the Phillies make the World Series.
Interesting.
So it's Jays, Phillies, and wow.
Who wins?
Oh, my God. Wow, that's really hard.
Someone cue the Jeopardy music.
I know, right? I'm going to go, let's just go Jays.
Jays win the World Series.
Yeah.
Not what I expected.
I predicted them winning the division at the beginning of the year, and I'm
so
just going to roll with it.
Huh?
I'm just going to roll with it.
Ethan?
I don't like that pick.
It's fine.
No, but in the AL, I like the Tigers and the Blue Jays, but I have the Tigers making out of the AL.
Like that?
I think because of AJ Hinch, he knows he has the playoff experience. To be able to understand sort of the situations and being situationally sound. In the NL, I'm going to go.
See, it is hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
The NL is I feel like this year is harder to predict than the AL.
Yeah, because the NL is a better division.
The talent is.
I'm going to do Cubs.
Cubs?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cubs making it out of the whole entire NL? Stop it.
This might have to be a clip.
No, stop it.
Might have to be a clip on Instagram to see if this happens.
No.
Cubs?
No, stop it.
This is like Mighty Dumb Bailey.
Cubs and Dodgers make it.
No!
What a CS.
And Tigers win it all.
I'm okay with that.
Tigers, Dodgers?
That's... What a World Series.
I don't need that in my life.
It would be going back and forth.
Can you agree that a Jays-Phillies series would be better?
No, it would not be.
Yes, it was.
They would both be bad. Okay, yeah. For me, I'll go quick. It's going to be the Brewers and the Tigers. I think I really ride with the Brewers. I think that their pitching staff is just so great. And for some reason, they're always able to just kind of get out of any situation that they're in. I don't know how they are able to do it every time, but... I like how they function. The Tigers are a weird team just because they have streaky moments. Like when they played the Mets this entire last series that they played against the Mets, they weren't really that good. They weren't hitting much, and their pitching was very spotty. But you never know what happens at the end of the day, and I think the Brewers will be hoisting the World Series championship trophy at the end of the year. But that's just about going to do it for here at the Rose Hill Studios for WFUV Sports. I have been Kurt Sipple for Nathan Rogers, Ethan Wax, and Joe Henry behind the glass. Bobby Chaffardini is our sports director here at WFUV, and Nosebleeds is a production of WFUV Sports. Have a wonderful night, everybody.
Sayonara, y'all.